Blog Talk Radio.
BB King, guys,
I'm just telling you, this music, man, I had to play the blues. I had to start the show off with the blues because this show is my first show of the new season, and I'm so excited, even though I sound congested and all. I'm excited because we will be playing the blues this season on Solar Records Radio, so that's why I had to start it out with Mr. B.B. King himself. And I got my partner, Mr. Don Fleming, on the line. What's up, Don?
Hey, what's happening?
Oh, man, I'm just very excited, very enthusiastic about, you know, here we go again. Last night, see, Don's a little down because last night he already did his first show, right? And we had a great time. we had a great time. We had an actual challenge going on with the Love Zone on Don's show. Generation of old school and his generation of old school, and we were going back and forth. And it was so exciting. It was so exciting. I would go behind the scenes and just scream in Don's ear, "Oh yeah, oh yeah, I'm ready. And so it was a real exciting show last night. And unfortunately, some couldn't hear us so clearly and some could. So I'm not sure what's really going on there. But I'm just so grateful that we're back and we'll do our best. To be our best to make sure that, you know, that the the audio is good for you guys, as well as the video that we're going to have this season. So when we have our we will keep you posted. I'm excited about it. We've gone back and forth with the video part, because what's happening is that a lot of these video companies are starting to cut the music off because of legal reasons. And so that's cutting the interview off, and that's just not good, right? That's just wrong. And so we had to find a company that is not doing that. And so that's what we're doing right now. We actually found a company, but we're just trying to see how we can work it into the system so that it all works together, so we can simulcast, through Blog Talk and through, you know, Solar Records Radio and through the video. Chat thing. So, but that's what's happening, man. So how you been, Don? How's everything going for you?
I'm good.
And by the way,
man,
great show last night.
Well, appreciate you hanging out with me last night. I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed the little friendly competition we had last night. It was, again, that's a testament to our love for music. I love good R&B music, and again, whether it was generational, it really didn't matter, because I would play the stuff you play, and you probably play the stuff I play. So we have that kind of kindred spirit when it comes to that. And again, you know, the friendly competition and hit me in the off the air like, yeah, you know, that's you know, that's a good feeling. So. I appreciate you hanging out with me again. I say it again. Thank you again. Thank you.
Oh, you are so welcome, my brother. Thank you so much. I want to make sure that everything is good here. So, Don, are you in the system yet?
Yes, I am.
All right. Do you want to kick off the show?
What you want to hear, man?
Hey, man, well,
but you want to hear some R&B, you want to hear some blues, you want to hear some country.
We're mixing it up. So I started off with the blues. Up to you, what you want to do, what you think people want to hear. But we're going to have some fun with this and get going here. And, man, I sound so congested. I'm so sorry. I thought I was almost done with this. Wow.
You know what, man? Well, since we play, you know, we have Indie Jazz Wednesday, I'm going to start off with something R&B/jazzy. I want to take you back to 1986, give you a classic. You guys hear it in the background. This is music from Najee. The name of the song is called "Bet You Don't Know." Of course, we're mixing it up on Solar Records Radio. Keep it locked right here.
Keep it locked.
you like someone new to talk to? Oh yeah, alright. I'm feeling kinda lonely too, if you don't mind. Can I sit down here beside you? Oh yeah, alright. If I seem to come on too strong, I hope that you will understand. I say these things cause I'd like to know if you're as lonely as I am, and if you'd mind sharing the night together. Oh, yeah. Sharing the night together. Oh, yeah. Sharing the night. We could bring in the morning, girl, if you wanna go that far. And if tomorrow finds us together right here, the way we are, would you mind sharing the night together? Ooh, yeah, sharing the night together. Ooh, yeah, sharing the night. Would you like to dance with me and hold me? You know I wanna be holding you. Oh yeah, alright. Cause I like feeling like I do, and I see in your eyes that you're liking it, I'm liking it too. Oh yeah, alright. Like to get to know you better. Is there a place where we can go, where we can be alone together? Turn the lights down low and start sharing the night together. Ooh, yeah, sharing the night together. Ooh, yeah, sharing the night together. Sharing the night together.
have to throw that in there, man. That was music from King. Of course, actually was a trio. Now they're a duo now, a sisterly duo. Of course, that is the greatest from 2015. Before that, I had to hook up a little Dr. Hook, man. I had to. That was a classic. I used to love their comedy from 1978, Sharing the Night Together. And, of course, started off the block. Bet you don't know. Had a little audio trouble on that, but you know, we gotta clear it off. Bet you don't know from Najee. What else, man? We're mixing it up.
We gotta really mix it up now because I'm bringing in Greg from the UK.
Hey.
What's up, brother?
Hey, yeah.
That was a nice block, by the way, Don. I just gotta make sure I tell you that. That was some good music, brother. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Yes. So how you doing this new season, my brother? And you have been traveling around. Your holiday has been amazing. You were here in the United States, and that looked beautiful. Those pictures. How long were you here for? A week?
12 days. We started off in Seattle, great city, and toured Washington and Oregon in a car.
All right. And so what was the most stunning place? I'm sorry for asking that question. But, you can have a couple.
Okay, so we first of all, probably Mount Rainier. That was beautiful. And Cannon Beach was stunning.
Okay, don't be mad at me. I don't know where Mount Rainier is. Where is that?
It's in Washington. Mount Rainier is only about 2 hours southeast of Seattle. So it's not far from Seattle. And Cannon Beach obviously is on the coast.
And what about it that is so what about it was so stunning?
The vista.
Mount Rainier is this huge mountain, and it was just so lush and so green, and being out of season, not many people. Cannon Beach was, we were there, it was misty, and there's a huge rock that's just sitting in the water called Haystack Rock, and it's, if anybody gets the chance to go there, it's a real sight to see, especially early morning or late at night.
A rock.
Big rock, like a big haystack, that's why, beautiful.
Wow. Okay, and so was that your first stop, second stop, third stop? I mean, first day, second day, third day? When did you get to that?
We basically did a loop from Seattle, clockwise route. So Cannon Beach was towards the end. Mount Rainier was towards the beginning, and Cannon Beach was towards the end because we did like a loop in a clockwise direction. So we were doing a lot of miles, and don't forget as well, Wardell, that I also saw and met Andy Stokes in Portland.
Oh right, how was that? We had him on the show, and what an amazing artist he is. How was that live performance?
He's pitch perfect.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
I love it.
A nice guy.
Oh, that is cool, man. And that is awesome. Now, this is the other thing. You know, you have made your plans to do this, and unfortunately, you lose your queen at the same time in the UK.
Yeah.
How did that, was that an oxymoron for you? Like, everyone else is going to the kingdom, and you're leaving the kingdom. Feel weird to you?
Forever.
Say that again.
I don't think anybody expects you this because it's only a few months ago since we had the Queen's Jubilee. And she made lots of appearances at the Jubilee. She looked well. She seemed fine. She seemed on form. And unfortunately, she obviously deteriorated quite quickly.
And she just met with the Prime Minister the day before.
Two days before she died, she met with the new Prime Minister. I mean, how incredible is that?
That's ridiculous. And she looked fine. She wasn't sitting in a wheelchair or anything. She was standing up and she shook her head. So
yes, absolutely.
Man, what does that tell us about her? I mean, like, you know, she worked through whatever she had to do. I mean, she lived to what, 95, 96?
96, yeah. Yeah.
I think that what
we need to take from the Queen is she was absolutely married to duty.
Yes.
And I think it's a lesson for us all. We need to, as you always say, we need to pay attention and we need to suck it up and we need to get on with it. There are too many people today who fall into the, as they call it here, I don't know whether you have the same phrase over there, with the snowflake generation. Everything upsets us. Everything offends us. But she was the best queen. Absolutely married to duty. Probably times a little bit too much.
Yeah.
Lesson for us all. She was an absolute inspiration, personally and professionally.
I mean, completely dedicated her whole life.
Completely dedicated,
her
yes.
Whole,
yes.
And it was a long life as well. And she had to, I mean, she was in and out of, you know, people were like very concerned about the queen, like maybe she was too hard, you know, especially when Princess Diana passed away.
Yeah,
they did a lot of harm
at the time.
Yes, yes, they did. And they're very concerned about that. And then all of a sudden she's like took the high road and she came out and she did, you know, the right thing and got her blessings back from the country. You know, and then also what she did for her son, King Charles, is amazing how she prepared him for this moment, right? She.
Yes.
I mean, all his life, he's been training for this position.
Well, that's the point, because our nation, the UK, are quite divided about how everyone feels about should it have gone to Charles or should it have gone straight to William. Well, what we've got to realise is that Charles is now in his 70s, and he was literally born to do this. He was born and raised to be ready for duty. And obviously, nobody thought that the Queen would live to be 96. And by the time Charles reaches his 70s, he's never really reached his full potential or really realised what he's supposed to do. So even if Charles only gets 7, 8, 9 or 10 years out of this, I think it's right to hand this down to Charles and not to William. They're too young yet. They're not ready yet.
Yes, I believe so. I agree with you. I think Charles is he deserves to have that position. I think it's more stabling for the monarchy for him to be the one there as well.
I think that with Charles as king, I still think that we can still hold on as a nation, that we still have some of the real true monarchy left. I'm not sure that things will be quite the same when William takes the reins.
Well, one thing for sure that Charles is going to have to change is, you know, because he was in, when you're the king, you can't be affiliated anymore, and he was very much, you know, political. But now that he's a king, he actually have to not be that anymore.
I think he will though.
Yeah, it's going to be hard not to be who you are these years, right?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, but anyway,
I want Charles to stay the same.
Yes, yeah, I hear you. He should, because everyone knows who he is. And they
don't forget that really the Queen was so married to and dedicated to duty that really, even with this 70-year reign, nobody really knew what the Queen thought about anything. But we know how Charles's mind works, and we kind of basically know what aspects Charles's opinions will will side with. We know how Charles thinks, and we know that if Charles has an opinion on something, he'll let it be known, and why not?
Yeah, that's his nature. He's been that way.
It's the new nature. Yeah. It's not the nature of the Queen's generation.
No.
It's certainly the nature of Charles's generation.
Okay.
And he's a lot like his father, and his father was outspoken.
Yes. But I think he might be more like his uncle, who he lost.
Yes, possibly, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so I want to get down to, you said you have a question for Don and myself.
I do. So the question is, and I think we could all ask ourselves the same question, and we could all come up with an answer. I want to know, with you and Don, what song or what songs in your lifetime hold the strongest memories? And by that, I don't mean what's your favorite song. I mean, if a song comes on the radio, what triggers strong memories when you hear the song start?
Well, Don, yeah. No, you go first, because I have to really think. And Greg always comes
to me. I don't have to really think. No, I got to really think about that, too. I think there's certain, because tomorrow it might be a different, you ask me this question tomorrow at a certain time, it might be a different song. But I think, certain songs capture an emotion. There are all songs that kind of trigger a moment in your life, whether it was, as a teenager, I went through depression and, things like that. A lot of teenagers may go through it or whatever. But if I can recall one song that I'm feeling at this moment, that is, and I don't want to use the word triggering. I think it just ignites something within me. I would say something like Soul to Soul, Keep on Moving. Something like that. I'm not going to say, oh, this is a favorite song. It's one of my favorites, don't get me wrong. But capturing a certain moment in my life that I can always go back to and remember, I would say, Soul to Soul. Again, tomorrow might be a different answer. So it just depends on, anyway the wind blows, I guess. So hopefully I was able to answer your question on that end.
Why though? I want to know why.
Why that song?
Yeah, why? What is it about that song?
What was happening?
Well, it was a very positive song for me, again, being 15 years old and suicidal. That was something in my life. And again, I went through a certain level of depression in my life that, I've overcome, whether it was, people, whether it was your skin tone or whether it was, being picked on and it's all of these things. It was a that song ignited me to say, hey, things are better for you if you let it happen. And I don't want to bring the show down, the mood of the show down. I think we all have these, these emotions where we're feeling sad and things like that. I'm just saying, on a different level with me, again, that's a moment that I can go back to and say, hey, this song kind of, in a cliche, it got me through. It got me through my depression. People say music, music does things to you. And that's
absolutely
one of the songs that actually did something to me on the positive.
And for you.
So,
yes.
Exactly. So I would say, I was a big fan of a lot of British, a lot of UK soul music, whether it was Junior, whether it was Soul to Soul, whether it was 52nd Street, Five Star, Loose Ends. I was a big fan of that type of music, Freeze, funk group from the UK. So it was all of those things that, you know, being a lover of music, you might as well use that, you know, to capture a feeling to where you can become, you know, a better person, or get you through the trials and tribulations of what, you know, your experience in life. And again, that's one song that I can think of, one of many, you know, but it's one song that I got through in that state of mental being that I was in at that time. So hope I was able to answer that.
Okay. Greg, did he answer?
Yeah, that's okay. That's in a way quite sad, Don, that your memory of that song is associated with those thoughts.
Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I'm going to play it in the background just to let the listeners kind of hear it.
I was going to ask if after I answer my question, will you play your song first? And then I'll play my song after you play your song in the next block. How about that?
Don, can I ask Don a quick question?
Go ahead.
Don, while you're playing this song, then can you have a think while the song's playing, that what song incites strong memories? That's an upbeat song associated with happy memories.
Oh God! Again, this is very. There's so many. I'll just say that.
Okay.
It's an upbeat song, actually.
I mean, just a real happy memory. And again, I'm not gonna be partial to Solar, but this isn't, you know, to get any cool points, but at the same time, I think, you know, when you listen to a song like "And the Beat Goes On," you know, "All the Way Live" by Lakeside. Again, there's so many songs, and like I said, I don't want to just feel like I'm compressing it all within Solar. I mean, I can say, you know, "Junior," "Mama Used to Say." It's just so many songs that "Candy Girl" by New Edition. Yeah, so it's. It captures a certain moment in my life. Now, I will say this, Greg, when it was a happy moment, even at a young age, when, let's say, you liked the girl, it was puppy love. If you want to ask me a question, like, and I know you didn't ask me, but if there was like a moment I can capture that was at a young age when it was like puppy love, or that girl I liked in the fourth grade that made me happy, I would say, you know, New Edition, "Popcorn Love," you know.
Wow.
As corny as that sounds, you know, that was a moment that makes me happy. And the first girl that I really, really liked and kind of liked me back. So.
Don't.
I would say "Popcorn Love" by New Edition. It's between "Candy Girl" by New Edition or "Popcorn Love" by New Edition. As you can see, I'm a big New Edition fan. So,
yes.
And Solar.
Yeah.
Hey, I just want to also the listeners to respond to that question as well. And if you want to, you know, you can post it in the group page or something, so we know what songs affect you as well. I think it's a great question. So, are you finished with Don, Mr. Greg?
Yes, Don's off the hook.
Okay, Don's off the hook.
Appreciate it.
All right. So then, for me, can you ask a question again?
what song evokes the strongest memories? Not necessarily your favorite song, but a song that can come on the radio and it takes you right back to where you were.
Yeah, old man, get with it.
I am. So for me, I have to get past this emotion that Don put in me. God, I love Don.
I'm
Fleming.
Sorry.
When
I'm
he
sorry.
Says stuff that when he say what he when he said what he said, it always hurts my heart because, you know, I mean, but I'm so grateful that he's here and we are here together and we're enjoying each other and I've been blessed by this man, and so I am I'm grateful that whatever came along and blessed him and pulled him in the right direction. And he ended up with an amazing wife and family and stuff, and so I'm happy for him and beautiful home and you know, he has his games and he has, you know, friends, and I'm so happy that he was able to get to the other side of the darkness. So praise God for that. So my now getting to my answer, the song that really strikes me every time I hear it and blesses me, and it takes me right back to the moment because I was on a stage playing the song. And that song is by the Isley Brothers, and it's called Harvest for the World. And the reason why is because that song, I remember when we were actually playing, I was in the school, this is our graduation, and so I remember playing the song at the graduation, and I remember the feeling that I felt like we could do anything. And we were all looking at each other. The band was looking at all of our brothers and sisters that were graduating, and they were looking at us, and it just felt like we could do anything. That song gave us that most amazing feeling, like we are going to go out and bless the world with the information that we learned only in high school, right? But the words and the drive of the song and the way that it was performed, it just gave us that hope, and it kept hope alive. And so, and now when I listen to it, you know, many years later, I still have that same feeling, and the world needs hope still today, you know. And so it's such an amazing song to me, and that's why I chose that one. Uh-oh. Are you still there? Greg, do you have anything
else? Yes, I'm here. Yeah, great answer. Yeah, that's one of my favorites too.
Okay. And why is that?
When that song was written, the lyrics to that song, it was as though it was written last week.
I know.
That's truly amazing. Yeah.
Yes, it's relevant. It's so relevant. And,
it's very relevant, yeah. But yes. Also, I mean, the melody, the lyrics, the arrangement of the song, it just hasn't dated.
Right. It's you know, some songs do that, and they do it well. And I'm so grateful for, you know, for that. That's because I am a lover of music, and so when I find these songs that bless me, like that particular song, I hold on to them like a jewel, you know, because they bless me right where I am every single time I hear them. And songs are powerful, like Don alluded to, like how they can, you know, they can just lift you up right where you are and take you places. Mm-hmm. Like our show the whole last season was called This Is It. And This Is It was a song that Kenny Loggins had put out. And that particular song in my life launched me emotionally into chasing my career after I was already there in California and decided I wanted to go home. But when I heard that song after my dad gave me his talk, that song came in, it was like, okay, so you heard what this is it. And the music was playing, and I was like, whoa. and it launched me. It gave me the drive that I needed to go and pursue it full steam ahead without looking back and worrying anymore about the things that I was worried about before I talked to my dad and I heard that song. And so music is so powerful, and I'm just so grateful for it. And so thank you for asking that question, Greg. And I want to give you the chance to answer that very same question. What song for you, Greg, has made a difference in your life? And every time you hear it, it still makes you feel that way.
You want to answer now?
Yes.
Okay, well, for me, this song is actually also my favorite song. Is your song, which is Keep On Loving Me.
my song I wrote. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was 23. It was 1983. And I traveled to New York, and I got a month-long Greyhound bus pass. I was traveling to LA and San Francisco over the period of a month. And Keep On Loving Me was already a song that was in my head all the time anyway, but I've not bought the track at this time. So I was on this Greyhound bus and went one evening into a Sweetwater in Texas. Only a small little town. I think Sweetwater is
yes.
famed for the rattlesnake roundup in April.
Yes.
So while we were waiting to board the bus, I was in the bar. It was about 11 o'clock at night, and there was about four guys in there who looked like cowboys to me. And I went to the jukebox and was surprised to see Keep On Loving Me was on this jukebox. Well, I was so excited. So I just kept pushing money into this jukebox and played this song over and over and over again. And by the time it was played for about, I think it was probably the fifth time, these cowboys that were sitting at the bar just kept looking around like enough to say, what the hell is going on? But I didn't care. And it's just, as soon as I hear those opening notes, I'm right back in that bar, and that's a great memory for me.
Wow, that is amazing, because
a really happy memory. A really happy memory.
Greg, you really blessed me, because I'm the one that played the first few notes. So
yes, I know.
So that is just absolutely amazing, and I'm so grateful. Wow, that you have this story about my song. You know,
yeah,
you just
very,
never,
very strong memory.
Yeah, you just never know, right? How we impact people with what we do. You know, I'm quite sure there are many ladies that say, you know, I walked out of Greg's shop that day with my new hairdo, and my whole life changed. You know,
for the better, I hope.
Yeah, for the better, yes, for the better. Absolutely. So we'll play that as well. So, but Don, you just start this block off with the song that really influenced you. I'm sorry, I'm still sick here. So,
you all right?
I'm here. Yes, I just didn't want to cough in the mic. I'm sorry, guys. So Don's going to start off the block.
Okay, well, it's Keep On Moving by Soul to Soul. Guys, keep it locked right here. We're mixing it up on Soul Art Records Radio.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you.
Wow. Woo, that was a wonderful, wonderful block. And man, oh man, I mean, a lot of emotions and all that kind of stuff. Is Don Fleming around still? Is he still in the house? He is still here. All right, brother. Anyway, guys, we want to thank y'all. We're in the second hour here at Solar Records Radio on this beautiful Tuesday. Don Fleming, Wardell Ponting. Our brother Greg from the UK was hanging out with us, and what a beautiful blessing it is to be able to, you know, just talk about things that just need to be talked about sometime. And but that one really kind of messed me up, and but it's all good because it's all good. You know, I want to say we want to just put a special prayer out, just kind of getting a little serious right now, a special prayer out to our brother Pablo over in Amsterdam, who is in the bed in the hospital and is on serious in a very serious way. He's not doing well at all. He's a DJ from Dance Radio that we used to always, you know, shout out to, and then all of a sudden he was hit with cancer, and it's just eating alive. And
sending prayers.
Yeah, thank you. We are sending prayers to you, Pablo. And James is his partner, and you know, him and Astrid would go, they were all in the studio together over there, and then we, you know, and so then this happened. So, you know, that's terrible. Much love to you, Pablo. We're praying, man, we're praying. And, you know, he's, wow, it's tough. I just got a picture, and it just breaks my heart. So, also, I want to give a shout-out to the best cousin, Jason Smothers, has been moved from the hospital into an amazing home now. And he is so happy. He has the biggest smile, the best smile I've ever seen. And so I'm so happy for you, Jason. And I'm so grateful for you. You know, Jason is a quadriplegic, and he teaches me so much all the time.
Man.
And I'm just so proud of him. So proud of him, because he's even smarter than me. It's just jacked up. But he's not smart when it comes down to the football team. He picked the wrong team, man, and that's not good. That's not good. So we argue. I go up to the hospital.
It's always about the Eagles and Cowboys. It's always Eagles and Cowboys.
Exactly. He's a crazy Cowboy fan. And Cowboys.
He's lucky I'm an Eagles fan, too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm an Eagles fan, too.
Yes. That's why you're my little brother. Yes. So we're happy for you, Jason, that you found your new home, and God is good all the time. And I remember Jason was in the storm at one point, and man, oh man, just with all the prayers and love and support, it means the world. And Jason landed wonderfully, safely in a beautiful place. And guess what? He's only around the corner from me now, so I could go harass him all the time. So we are grateful. My wife is just loving it. And obviously, you know, the rest of his family, you know, Cheryl and Joe and Ken, his dad is amazing. And so we all have been blessed because of this move. And so thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right. So now, guys, go ahead.
No. Go ahead, finish, because I got something I wanted to add and really off the cuff, but it's
go
something
ahead.
That it's just fresh on my mind. I want to go because, you know, we're kind of mixing it up and we're talking a little bit. I want to get political for a quick second, but it's kind of crazy, but it's kind of funny. Did you hear about the allegations on Herschel Walker? You know, Herschel Walker is running against Raphael Warnock for the Senate seat. Enjoy.
Yes.
Well, you know, they said ex-girlfriend of hers.
Yes.
I just couldn't help but. Ex-girlfriend said that he paid for her.
I know.
You know.
Abortion.
You know.
And so, it's just that the people are liars. And there's a lot of liars in the political realm. And
policies.
But this is the crazy thing. If you know that you have a lot of, you know, bad situations and that you've been hiding for years, when you get in politics, all that stuff is coming to light. Everybody's coming out. So,
but you know what? The crazy part of that is all of that don't matter, because I can go into like these message boards or comments on like news stations or whatever, and they say, hey, that's the media just trying to jump on him. I would vote for him anyway. And this
well, that's
whatever.
Okay. But the majority
the politician
won't.
Doesn't lie, you know.
But the people that have, they know the difference, you know, they know the difference between, you know, right and wrong. And so some are just going to make the right decision. And we have to trust in that, because, you know, everything else is just a mess. And so, yeah, politics is very ugly and very dark and it's very scary. You just never know who's going to be in charge and where we're going to end up at. But we just have to believe. We can't let hope go. We got to keep hope alive, Don. Keep hope alive. So, oh, yeah, man, I heard about him. Anyway, if you guys don't know who that is, he's an ex-football player as well. But his son his son did a video and posted it and just called his dad out and said, you're a liar. Stop living this big lie. You lie. Stop lying. That is
crazy.
Hard when your own child does that to you. Like, whoa.
Again,
how do you
this
isn't. That?
This isn't endorsing one person or the other, but it's just crazy to me how, you know, of course people say, well, both sides have their issues. I get that. But it just seems that the people, even the governor of Florida, the fact that Hurricane Ian did what he did, you know, you talked all of this stuff about Biden and said this and whatever, yada, yada, yada. And Biden was just like, okay, here, let me, we're all Americans. How much you need? You know, whether the last president we had is like, is this a red state or a blue state for me to help them? Again, I thought we were all Americans. I don't care if you're in the deepest, reddest region of Alabama, if you're going through a tornado I'm in a position of power to get those resources down there. Then I'm going to do it. You know, that's just, to me, that's humane. You know, to me, it's just being, you know, having an empathy towards your fellow man. It's just humanity, just showing your compassion for all humanity. And again, there's the word again. As corny as this may sound, it's like, look, I don't care if you didn't vote for me or whatever. The bottom line is, we're all Americans at the end of the day. And, you know, and a lot of people don't feel that way. You know, the last president we had would say, well, is it a red state or blue state for me to help them? If it's a red state and they voted for me, you know, it's about that.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
But anyway, I know.
We have these moments. It is.
But that hurt. Going back to the whole show, I don't want to, you know, just stray off too much. But man, I read about that last night, and I'm like, whoa, you know.
All right. Well,
and he's ahead. He's ahead in the polls.
It's all right.
I think he's I think he's up by like 2 points.
Well, God's in control. I trust God, and so we are going to listen. With that being said, I want to say
let's get to some music.
We are back to the music because Don can't help himself. But listen, guys, we want to thank y'all again for tuning in today. And like I said, much love, Jason and Pablo. We're praying for you. We love you. And thank you so much for, you know, doing what you did for us in the music industry. We appreciate that, brother. And playing our songs, the Dynasty stuff, he played it as soon as it came out. So just very, very grateful. Now, don't forget, today we're mixing it up here on Solar Records Radio. What that means is that we play all the different types of music that we play throughout the week on this.
All of them.
Yes, on this show right here. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to take this opportunity and start this knock off.
You hear my puppy love. You hear my puppy love song in the background.
Oh, yeah.
You hear it in the background.
Yeah.
You hear it. Right. Just
well,
one listen.
I tell you
up.
What. We'll let Don push his puppy love. And after his puppy love.
No, we can go and sing the song. I just wanted to play it in the background for the people to know.
This is another thing I got to tell y'all something about Don that he does. Now remember, I want y'all to remember this. This is what he does. He probably don't even know he does it, but I'm gonna tell it. This is what he does. He said, "Okay, Don, you want to say that? No, 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 no." And then he starts talking. he likes to say no before he go. I don't know what that is. I think it's so different. I'm like, no, and then he goes, no, 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 no. I was just saying, and you do that all the time, Don. And I think, how unique is that? You do it. I mean, it's like, I thought like maybe once or twice, but that's your thing. You created that. No means go, right?
No, I don't think.
When he says, he's going to delete the word no out of his vocabulary now. But it's so funny. And what do I do, John? What is my thing that I do?
Because
I heard you one time say, oh, there go Wardell. There he is. There he goes. What do I do?
I mean, you get, I don't know.
Emotional.
Once I find out, I'm going to tell him. You do get
emotional.
I'm a crybaby. When I think of it, I'll definitely mention it. But yeah, that is one of the things. You're a big softy.
Yeah. You know what? That song right there reminds me back when I lived in L.A. That was some good times, man. I had some fun. Thanks for playing it. All right, guys. So here we go. Don't forget, we're mixing it up. So everything that we play here on throughout the week, we're playing it all in this show. So no telling what you may hear. All right.
Yeah.
This is I'm dedicating this to everyone in the world. Everyone.
We're gonna have some fun with this one. Y'all ready? Hey! Woo! I've been running in circles, jumping the hurdles, getting caught in that rush of doing so much, feeling kind of boring out. All these checking the boxes, trying to be flawless, got me spinning my head, catching my breath. Too afraid to slow down. I tell myself to keep this up. God wants more than just my love. I've been complicating things just like me to overthink. Gotta keep it real simple. Keep it real simple. Bring everything right back to ground zero. Cause it all comes down to this. Love God and love people.
Keep it real simple. Yeah, it's really so simple. heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing, hallelujah.
Resound the roar.
amazing. Oh, those voices, the silvers, just really just did that song some justice. It was already a great song, and for them to do that a cappella version of it just blows me away. I mean, wow. And I played you a series of a cappella songs. I thought that, you know, once I started with Hallelujah. Yeah. I mean, it just went on and on and on, and I just had to keep doing that. And I hope you guys enjoyed that. That was a special block that I just wanted to, that I thought would be a blessing to you guys. And so also I want to let you know we have Joe Levy coming up tomorrow, our special guest on Indie Jazz Day. So we're calling it Jazz Blues Day here on Solar Records Radio tomorrow, the new version. And so you guys tune in, and as we're going to have our artist, Joe is coming from the UK, the country of the UK. And so we're going to hear his music, and man, this brother can sing. He can put it down. And so please tune in tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard as we, learn and listen and be blessed by these artists that we never heard before, you know. And so I know you will enjoy it, just like I have when I got the music. I was like, wow, thanks, Greg. And so, but anyway, guys, we got about another 20-something minutes left in the show. And I appreciate everybody today participating and being a part of this new season with us as we are growing and we're learning to grow, and we're changing up a few things. And so here and there I may mispronounce a couple of things, but that's because I got to get used to it, right? And so I want to thank Greg for working so hard throughout the last season, and then helping us to merge into this new season, which has been very, very difficult because there's so many things going on. As a matter of fact, you know, I'm getting ready to go on the road with the Miracles and do a tour with the Jacksons. So it's just a lot of stuff that, you know, that things that need to be communicated that sometimes become difficult because of time. And but we want to do this. We want to keep doing this because we love it. We do it because we love it. And so I'm hoping that you guys will and hang out with us and enjoy friend about what we're doing here on Solar Records Radio. Let me see. Anything else? So, yes, we got Thursday. Don't forget about Friday. We will still be celebrating the sound of Los Angeles on Fridays, as that's one of our favorite shows. And so we look forward to that. And then on the weekends, we will be doing, you know, it is more of a health thing. We have been doing cardio shows on Saturdays. So, it'll be about different health issues. Don't forget that this month is October is the cancer awareness month. So, and that's why, you know, also another reason why, you know, I want you guys to pray for Pablo, who is in the hospital suffering right now from cancer. And so please keep him in your prayers. And anyone else that you know of, if you guys want us to pray, please just send us a message and we will pray for them as well. And then on Sundays, we'll be doing the praise and worship. All right. So much love to all you guys. And I just want you to know that how much we appreciate you here. This is my group Dynasty in the background. Let's go.
just an oldie but goodie.
Time out to see that I'm alive, I'm alive. Although I'm going out on my way just so I can pass by each day, not a single word do we say. It's a pantomime and out of time, still I know all eyes are for me. Half a tingle's out to my feet when your smile is rushed too discreet to send me on my way. Now wouldn't it be better not to be so polite? Would you look good offer a light? You start a little conversation, now it's alright when you say goodbye. You busy day and make the time out to see, girl, that I'm alive. Oh, I'm going out of my way just so I can pass by each day. Not a single word do we say. It's a pantomime and not the time. Still I know why life's hard for me. Half a tingle's down to my feet. When you're smiling, rush to the street, it's sending me gone away. Wouldn't it be better not to be so polite? Princess and mama, you know that you could offer me a light. Start a little conversation now, it's alright. Will you take first? Goodbye. Go where do we say? Just a pantomime and out of time. Still I know what I thought for me. Apple tingles down to my feet. When your smackers went to the street, it's sending me on my way. Well, baby, just don't say I'm on it. Please do not stare. You could offer your hand. Hugging and a-sugging, it could be all so fast. Take five.
listen to the things, listen to the words, listen to the things, listen to the things I told a girl, listen to the words, listen, listen to the words I told a girl, listen, listen to the words, listen to I told her, ooh, sweet thing, you take a little bit of time, baby. Told her, ooh, sweet thing, could you take a little bit of time, baby? We can play around, we can fool around, we can jump down, fool around, play around. We can do it up, 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 up,
got to meet him. It was one of those special nights. He was performing at a club that I was working at with. I had different artists come in there, and he was one of the artists. And I was like, I can't believe we booked Al Jarreau. And him and his wife came, and he got up there and sang along to the track. And it was just, and we were all like in awe that Al Jarreau, because he was just so, he was just music, right? His instrument was his body, and it was just amazing talking to him and knowing that he's been all over the world and done some amazing things. And so I miss him when I hear his voice. It's just, it takes me back there. So God bless you and rest in peace, Mr. Jarreau. Anyway, guys, so this is it. We are done. This is it. Make no mistake where you are. All right, I won't sing. But anyway, you guys have a blessed and beautiful rest of your evening wherever you are in the world. And thank you for being the best part of Solar Records Radio. We appreciate you very much. I'm sending out all my love to all of my partners in this, Greg and Astrid and Don and Gayla, huh? Gayla, yes, thank you, Gayla, and T. Meyer, and, you know, all the guys, Phoenix, all the people that participate in, you know, the show. Greg works the hardest out of all of us, but we try to do our best. And so, anyway, God bless all you guys, and thank you again for being part of Solar Records Radio. Tune in tomorrow for our show on Wednesdays at 3 p.m. We are going to have a special guest tomorrow from out of the UK. Mr. Joe Levy. So come hang out with us and be a blessing and be blessed. All right, guys, keep the prayers up. Let's keep praying for each other. You guys all have a beautiful rest of your evening. Good night. God bless.
Yeah.